Yo, from Canterbury to the classroom, from chalkboards to pipeheads, teachers on a mic. Let's go. Let's go. We're teachers in the north where the green meets the sea. Canterbury of vibes, yeah, knowledge runs free. From primary kids to secondary teens, we're building new voices, digital dreams. Not just worksheets, not just tests. Put the mic in their hands, let them express critical thinking, language on air. When students speak up, learning's everywhere. We're on air.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Cudello, the school radio from our public school, Saint Marina Cudello, in Ruballo, Cantabria, Spain.
Today is Friday, 13th of February, 2026, and we are going to have a very special program.
A live interview with Rick, our English language assistant, who is going to tell us how was life when he was a kid, the difference about weather, social networks and democracy between the past and nowadays.
Democracy, I say. In Europe, your minds unite. Yeah, students are bright. Romania, Serbia, they bring the light. Macedonia, Portugal, Spain are right. Come on, come on. School debates in session. Voices clear. Yeah, democracy.
Good morning. Can you give us some personal information about yourself?
Yes, good morning. First of all, greetings to all of our Radio Cudello listeners, and thank you for this invitation. My name is Rick Stamper. As you mentioned, I'm the English language assistant here at the school.
How long have you lived in Spain and in Cantabria?
Okay, yes. First of all, I will tell you that I'm 59 years old and I was born in California, but I've lived in Cantabria for 26 years.
Do you use social networks, WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok?
Yes, I do, to a certain degree. I have a Facebook account that I don't use very much. I have an Instagram account where I post photos that I take. I don't have TikTok, and I do use WhatsApp very frequently.
How different was you living with our social network when you with a kid, Tiger?
Well, I must say that life was very different when I was a kid because not only did social networks not exist, when I was a kid, we did not have internet. We barely had computers, and we did not have cell phones. So we spent time outdoors, playing, meeting up with friends, but we didn't have many screens. We weren't spending our time watching TV or computers or cell phones.
Thank you. Now we continue with publicity, some ads from our students.
Hotel Sur de la Bahía, donde el descanso brilla cada día.
Ofrece servicios de comodidad y hospitalidad. También ofrece servicios de desayuno, donde la comida es casera. Disfruta con nuestras terrazas y vistas increíbles. También está protegido de COVID-19.
Ofertas. Familias numerosas desayunan con un 50% de descuento en los meses de julio y agosto.
Nos puedes encontrar en K141, kilómetro 8, 39.130. Rápido, coge un papel y apunta. K141, kilómetro 8, 39.130. Puedes contactar con nosotros a través del número de teléfono 942 50 11 53 o por el correo hotelrural@sudelabahia.es. Podéis contar con nosotros todo el año excepto de diciembre a febrero.
Hotel Sur de la Bahía, donde el descanso brilla cada día.
How was the winter like when you were a kid?
Well, where I grew up, in a place called Bakersfield, California, it was very hot in the summers, probably about 40 degrees every day, sunny, and in the winter, foggy, but it was very reliable. It was the same all year round. And the differences with from then to now is that the weather has become very unpredictable. When I was a kid, it rained very little. In fact, we rarely used an umbrella when I was growing up, but now it's very common for it to rain, get very hot, have storms, things that did not occur when I was a kid. I think it's the climate change.
What were the main differences with
Netflix? The differences in the weather?
Democracy.
Oh, democracy, yes. Well, of course, I did not grow up in Spain, but Spain did go from not so much democracy to a lot of democracy. And my sense of life in the United States now is that we've gone from stable democracy to difficulties with our democracy in the United States.
What are the main benefits of democracy nowadays for kids and teenagers?
I think kids and teenagers, I think democracy has a lot to offer, particularly in the sense that it allows for freedom, freedom of choice, freedom of options, freedom to choose your futures. So I think that's a very important thing to protect, democracy.
Finally, could you tell us what you like most about the interview and what advice you would give us for the future?
Well, what I like most about the interview particularly is just the fact that it's taking place. I think this is a great initiative, and I enjoy interacting with students in this format. As far as advice, just keep it up. Keep doing it. Keep using your English in different ways, and I think that will be very helpful for you all.
Remember the phrase, debating in Europe, students are gonna save the future of Europe's democracy, I say. In Europe, your minds unite, yeah, students are bright. Romania, Serbia, they bring the light. Macedonia, Portugal, Spain are right. Come on, come on. School debates in session, voices clear, yeah. Democracy values we hold dear. Together we rise, dreams in sight, yo. Building the future, shining bright, let's go. Let's go.
Thank you so much for everything, Rick.
It's been a pleasure interviewing you today.
Remember that you can listen to this interview on EduCantabria, on Cantabria La Onda, on our school radio, Radio Cudello, and the app Spotify.
Don't forget to subscribe it so you can listen to many more programs for our students. Thank you very much and see you soon.
Chalkboards to pipeheads, teachers on a mic. Let's go. We're teachers in the north where the green meets the sea. Canterbury vibes, yeah, knowledge runs free. From primary kids to secondary teens, we're building new voices, digital dreams. Not just worksheets, not just tests. Put the mic in their hands, let them express critical thinking, language on air. When students speak up, learning's everywhere. We're on air. Can you hear that sound? School radio voices, learning unbound. From the classroom mic to the TV screen, create what learning can mean, yeah. Record, remix, let ideas play. Education goes live in a brand new way. Podcast flow with Spreaker online. Stories, debates, ESL time. Planning tasks so students speak. Confident, strong, not afraid to critique.